Our man from Sportsbet, Shaunie Ormerod, is on the line. Hello, Sean.
Hello, boys. How are we? Now, I've just jumped on the computer and watched that little video of ScoMo knocking over that kid. I was on the floor, just like the child was, actually. That was brilliant. So thank you for
no foul
on
called.
That bit of gold, Fletch. That was absolutely brilliant.
How good is it? Don't you reckon it's in the areas of Boris Johnson when he was playing? I think he's playing rugby against the kids, and
he was playing rugby, and he dipped the shoulder, didn't he, old Bojo? Get him away. Yeah, I think Boris just takes the cake, but tell you what, ScoMo's not too far behind. What about the timing of it as well? He's still obviously on the campaign trail. Not sure knocking over little six-year-old kids is the way to go about winning an election. But
he put out a helping hand and said, hey, by the way, in about 20 years' time, you can use half your super to buy a house, Jeff.
He didn't have the long sprigs on, I could see, because they were playing on the cooch. And when the cooch gets a bit dewy, very slippery, he couldn't stop the big man.
He couldn't. He may have plenty of time to think about his technique after Saturday. Hey, Shaunie, Liverpool 2-1 last night. It's a thrilling final match day in the Premier League.
It is. So we get that mouth-watering final day that we all want. We want shades of when Man City won it all those years ago, Sergio Aguero. We had a bit of a clip on it a couple of days before on the show. That's what we want. But Liverpool fans had to do it the tough way. They went 1-0 down against Southampton this morning. Wasn't until about the 70th minute that they scored, but they got there. So they're now $5.50 to win the title. Man City, $1.14, have slightly drifted, obviously, with Liverpool winning this morning. So it is coming down for that one last day. Liverpool, they're taking on Wolves. And now the two teams here that are in the running, they're exactly the same prices. Liverpool, $1.15. Man City, $1.15. It's obviously a very easy equation for Liverpool. Must win and then hope either City lose or draw. So, and as always in the Premier League, these games on at the same time. So there'll be plenty of radios, certainly on at Anfield and the Etihad to listen to how those other games are going. That's for sure. But it should be a cracking final day.
Yeah, Man City up against Aston Villa, Liverpool taking on Wolves. They were leading by 10 points at one stage, Man City. So they've closed the gap, Liverpool, and they're still alive, of course, in that Champions League final. Now, Knights v Broncos tomorrow night, NRL round 11. They're on a hot streak at the moment, the Bronx.
Certainly are. Adam Reynolds flying. It's a bit of a tricky game to work out. Knights have been pretty disappointing at home, but they're getting plus 6.5, still what it is. When I spoke to the lads last night, $2.75 Newcastle, $1.45 Brisbane. I think I'm just leaning the way of the Knights at this point. But the big move as far as the markets are concerned today, West Tigers, Danny Wilder it was, put out a little tweet saying down there at Belmore, the flu, maybe in inverted commas, maybe not, read into that what you will, but the flu has apparently got a hold of Matty Burton and the Fox, and the market has moved West Tigers' way. They were $1.90. It was take your pick that game. Now $1.60. -3.5. Tell you what, if those two blokes are out, the Doggies have got no chance. And that's with the decimated West Tigers. So just keep refreshing the team sheets. And I think I'll be backing West Tigers there if those two blokes are ruled out.
He's watched it. Can I tell you, Fletchy's watched his footage of ScoMo barrelling some poor kid about 10 times in the last
so good. Shaunie, it's so good.
Yeah, big election it's too, brilliant. Of course. Well, Tracy Grimshaw's got to be the best interviewer in the country. Did she hammered him last night on ACA? Did you say, you've overregged it, you know, you were late on ham? And then he paused. He paused, ScoMo. Mm. Yeah. He didn't commit like he did to that tackle on that poor kid.
Now, I sometimes feel a bit sorry for those politicians. They get spoken to by those journos like utter filth.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care?
They're all BS merchants, mate.
He's holding a position. He's the Prime Minister. I don't think Tracy Grimshaw should be talking to the PM like that. Especially wearing that purple jacket.
What's wrong with the purple jacket?
I just don't think it goes with her eyes.
Closet Melbourne Storm fan, Tracy Grimshaw.
Is she?
I don't know. Makes sense, though.
Anyway.
As per usual, they always say they expect the polls to tighten close to election day, surely.
Mm. Yeah, and that's the way it's been going the last sort of 24 hours. I've just hit refresh. Been no movement since that video of ScoMo knocking the kid over has leaked. They're $2.70, though, now, the coalition. Now, on Saturday, they hit their biggest price that we've had since this market was open. That was $4.20. Labor were about $1.25, $1.26 mark. But since then, a few polls have started to sort of drip feed through, and it's looking like it's going to come right down to the wire. So punters have said, well, $1.25 is obviously way too short, and they've been creeping out inch by inch since then. $1.50, $2.70 is the current prices. And I think, don't they have to keep drifting? If we think it's going to be as close as what we think, we're not likely to get a result on Saturday nights. I'm not sure I could be standing in to the $1.50 about Albo. But hopefully he stays away from any children in the run-in. Doesn't have any incidents like ScoMo, and he might just get the win.
That's a fair point. Just on that, I read, I don't know if it's true for you at Sportsbet, that there's been more money for Labor, but more bets laid on the coalition. Is that right? So the bigger bets coming for the ALP, but more small bets on the coalition.
That's true, and it's sort of that sort of tends to happen with, because there's been such a skew in the prices. Labor was so short, that tends to sort of drive up the average stake, shall you call it. And then there's a lot of sort of $5, $10 punters that have been drip-feeding the coalition. But I think that might start to even up as the odds just start to tighten there. But it's been a fascinating last couple of days. And listen, I'll give you a hot tip. Stay tuned to the Sportsbet social pages. We've got some very, very funny things planned on Saturday in the lead-up. Well, as the coverage really kicks off on Saturday afternoon, I think the boys are going to have a lot of fun. So stay tuned to that.
PGA Championship gets underway at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 8 Aussies teeing it up.
Yeah, Cameron Smith, easily the best back player here, or golfer. He's $21 with us. He's yet to break have a breakthrough in major golf. So is this his tournament? He's been sort of knocking on the door for a while. $21. I think he's about the third or fourth pick. Johnny Rahm, Scotty Scheffler, they're both on $13. We can't split them. But can't wait to see the second major get underway. I think it's tomorrow night late our time. But hopefully the people's mullet can salute and sports bet punters can have a fill up, because he's certainly been our best backed golfer, that's for sure.
Cameron Smith with the big penguin gear.
Oh, how good is it? The giant penguin shirt.
Did you wear the penguin shirt like when you played kids cricket and stuff? Everyone had a penguin shirt.
School uniform Thursday, sport day.
Penguin shirt.
White shirt, penguin.
Yeah.
With volleys.
Sort of went missing for about 20 years, the penguin logo. Now it's just sort of made quite the comeback. Yeah, it's cool now.
And Shawnee, we've got Carlton v the Swans Friday night. Looks like a good matchup.
Up there, Kazali. Two teams that are going pretty well this year. Carlton very, very slight.
Oh, there he goes. Even Gibbo remotely can do it. Oh, Shawnee, now come on. Give us the odds, Shawnee. Come on.
$1.90 Carlton, $1.94 Sydney. Very, very slight. Can't split them. I'm just going to toss a coin. Might sit back and just watch that Kazali.
Shawnee, is there a market yet on where Dusty will play next year?
No. I don't think we're allowed to actually bet on that sort of stuff. But my spies, and I think your mouth will be better than mine, Fletch. It's the drums are beating louder and louder that he might be up here in the Harbour City to sort of escape all the limelight down there in Melbourne. Work for Buddy. It might just do the same thing for Dusty.
Absolutely.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I like Dusty.
Dustin Martin. Mm. He could have been Wacky Team Wednesday.
Of course. Of course.
We recycle these on the program. Good on you, Shawnee. Always
Thanks,
good to
Shawnee.
Chat, mate.
Sports All right, boys.
Yeah.